From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. At a ceremony in Oslo where he accepted the Nobel Peace Prize, President Obama said peace is the ideal to strive for, but that sometimes war is both necessary and just. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
President Obama said there are times a nation must act to defend itself. He said World War II was such an example. He spoke of the humanitarian good that came out of the war in Bosnia last decade. And he said the Afghanistan war, prompted by the 9/11 terror attacks, is also one the nation must pursue.
I face the world as it is and cannot stand idle in the face of threats to the American people. For make no mistake, evil does exist in the world.
But the president said the nation must carry out war in a way consistent with its ideals, and he said it's vital to always strive toward peace. Still, he called it an irreconcilable truth that war is sometimes necessary. Don Gagne, NPR News, Oslo, Norway.
North Korea is describing talks with President Obama's envoy as frank and businesslike and says it now shares the view on the need to resume stalled nuclear disarmament talks. Pyongyang says the discussions led by U.S. Envoy Stephen Bosworth have narrowed the differences between the two countries. The U.S. envoy to North Korea has been pushing for resumption of six-way nuclear negotiations, which have been stalled for a year. Senior U.S. officials have warned of strong sanctions against North Korea unless it rejoins international nuclear talks. Five young Muslim Americans were detained in Pakistan this week, and investigators fear the men went there to train in terrorist camps. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Pakistani authorities raided a government housing complex in Punjab province earlier this week and rounded up the five Americans. The young men had gone missing from the Washington, D.C. area late last month, and FBI agents were searching for them. Then they turned up in Pakistan. FBI agents had started to interview them, and they appear to be the most recent Americans to have been radicalized in the U.S. and then decided to travel abroad to act on their beliefs. The five seem to have contacted Pakistani extremists through YouTube and Facebook. What's unclear is whether they tried to go to terrorist camps in the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan and then were rejected, or whether they in fact were preparing to attend one. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The uptick in the stock market in the third quarter boosted the bottom line for those Americans who hold investments. The Federal Reserve says net worth, the value of homes, bank accounts, and investments, minus mortgage and credit card debt, rose 5% from the second quarter to $53.4 trillion. And even with that fairly sizable run-up, net worth remains well below the $64.5 trillion reached before the beginning of the recession. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 68 points to end the session at 10,405. The Nasdaq gained 7 points. The S&P was up 6 points. This is NPR. The House has approved a $447 billion measure that would boost funding for large segments of the federal government. The measure, which funds dozens of government agencies, would increase spending for projects including high-speed rail and oversight of the financial markets. It was approved by a 221-202 vote. It would also increase lending programs for small businesses, one of the Obama administration's key priorities in terms of bringing down the national unemployment rate. Nation's trade deficit fell to just under $33 billion in October as exports jumped to the highest level in nearly a year. Economists credit growing exports and a drop in oil imports. Danielle Carson reports.
Trade is an important gauge of the economy's health, since a high deficit can torpedo the recovery. October's imports edged up slightly to just under $170 billion. Exports climbed to about $137 billion. Nigel Gault is chief economist with IHS Global Insight.
To get a robust recovery, exports play a very important role. So exports were up 2.6% this month, and it was pretty much across the board, industrial supplies, consumer goods, automotive, all showing strong increases. So that's very good news for U.S. business.
There's still the prickly issue of the U.S. deficit with China, which rose to almost $23 billion, the highest in nearly a year. Economists say China deliberately undervalues its currency and subsidizes its exports to prop up sales in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session modestly lower today. Oil prices were down 13 cents a barrel to close at $74.50 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.